Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Scott's in Cleveland. Going to play this round of Chuck Tuohy on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Scott, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
Good. We're glad you're fine. We're glad you're playing this round of Trump, too. We were rooting for you to win that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug. So let's get to the game, Scott. Whenever you're ready, buddy, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck to you, Scott.
All right, Scott. Producer Stevie's here keeping track of the score. Obviously, there is a timer involved. Just make sure you give me the answer before you hear that buzzer. We'll ask you five questions. When you're done answering those questions, we'll play a quick song to grab Jen from the hallway. She has left the studio. And then we'll bring her back in, and she'll answer the same five questions, and we'll see if you can win that mug, Scott. All right, let's begin with question number one. Cedar Point confirms that some, well, really what some writers were right about the seatbelts on Millennium Force. They are shorter this season than they should be. Now, replacements are being worked on. Unfortunately, no timeline has been announced yet for when the new seatbelts will arrive. Name any roller coaster at Cedar Point that opened up after Millennium Force. Once again, name any roller coaster at Cedar Point that opened up after Millennium Force. So a ride that's more recent.
Siren Revenge.
Question number two. Lady Gaga is submitting her original song, The Dead Dance, featured in Wednesday for Emmy consideration in the Outstanding Music and Lyrics category, marking another crossover moment between her music and also screen work. Does Lady Gaga have an Emmy? Does she have an Emmy win? Yes or no?
Yes.
Question number three, Stranger Things nearly had a very different Jim Hopper as the Duffer Brothers revealed that Barry Crudup actually passed on the role. Which actor ended up playing the role of Jim Hopper in Stranger Things?
Brad Peterson.
Let's go, Brad Peterson, as we get to question number four. A new ranking by World Atlas has Bar Harbor, Maine, as the most welcoming town in the country. Now, the reason that I mention this is that because Burton, Ohio is in at number five. Is Burton, Ohio on the east side or is it on the west side of Cleveland?
East side.
Question number five. Fans of Jungkook will soon be able to wear designs styled by the superstar through a new capsule collection that he's launching with Calvin Klein. The line features all sorts of things. Custom denim, graphic tees, sweatshirts, and much more, and also a custom logo. Jungkook rose to prominence as a member of which South Korean boy band?
Oh,
all right. That's all right on that one, Scott. We're going to see how you did with the five questions. Then Jen comes back into the studio in 3 minutes to answer those same five questions on Star 102. Let's continue with this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. Scott's in Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago. Producer Stevie, how'd Scott do?
Scott got two.
There you go, Scott.
Good job, Scott.
Two. Correct today. Trying to win that limited edition Jen and Tim Show coffee mug.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
Thank you, Jen. Appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm not just like randomly saying it. Don't say thank you to me like I just said it.
Bossy.
Well, I'm just saying, like you're playing a clue. You say thank you, Jen. It makes it sound like I'm just following up what you say with it's a smooth sip to the lip.
All right. Question number one. Do you like the mug?
It's so good.
Oh, God.
You will love it.
Cedar Point. Well, time, Stevie. Did you like that? I learned a lot from you. When you were running the board, we were in Jamaica.
No, that's a good thing.
That was great.
Sorry about that.
Having
Jen.
Conversations with the soundboard. It was great.
Was
All right,
something.
Question number one. Cedar Point confirms some writers were right. Seatbelts on Millennium Force, they're shorter this season than they should be. Don't worry. Replacements are on the way, but no timeline has yet been announced for new seatbelts and when they're going to arrive. Name any roller coaster at Cedar Point that opened up after Millennium Force.
Oh, my God. Siren's Curse. Because you know my go-to is the Raptor. I don't know when that
is. That was pre. You've got Maverick, Gatekeeper, Val Raven, Steel Vengeance, Steel Vengeance, Wild Mouse.
Oh, Stevie. Stevie's spinny face.
Stevie literally still throwing up for the ride.
I think everyone else hated it but me.
Yeah, Siren's Curse, and technically Top Thrill 2, by the way, has reopened after that. Question number two, Lady Gaga is submitting her original song, The Dead Dance, featured in Wednesday for Emmy consideration. This is big news. In the Outstanding Music and Lyrics category, marking another crossover moment between her music and screen work. My question to you, does Lady Gaga have an Emmy? Yes or no?
Emmy, no.
She does. It was like for the Super Bowl halftime show pregame. Oh. Something she has an Emmy to her name.
Oh, good for her.
Nominated.
Way to go, Gaga.
Question number three. Stranger Things nearly had a very different Jim Hopper as the Duffer Brothers revealed that Billy Crudup passed on the role. Which actor ended up in the role as Jim Hopper on Stranger Things?
David Harbour.
David Harbour. Absolutely. Question number four. A new ranking by World Atlas has Bar Harbor, Maine as the most welcoming town in the country. Now, the reason that I mention this is because Burton, Ohio, in at number five, they welcome all of us.
Thank you, Burton.
Burton, Ohio, east side or west side?
Is it one of those? East side?
Yeah, it's south, but it's east. It's like under Chardon, east side, south of Chardon. Question number five. Fans of Jungkook will soon be able to wear styles designed by the superstar through a new capsule collection he's launching with Calvin Klein. The line features a lot of things. They have custom denim and graphic tees and sweatshirts and a custom logo as well. Jungkook rose to prominence as a member of which South Korean boy band?
Oh, it's BTS.
It is BTS. Final total is there, Stevie.
Scott 2, Jen 4.
Ugh. Oh, I'm sorry, Scott.
That's okay.
It's all right, Scott. We always appreciate you playing. We appreciate you listening to the show. But you know what you need to say.
This is Scott from Cleveland, and I did not trust to do it.
Dave is in North Ridgeville. Going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Doing well.
It's a smooth sip mm-hmm. to the lip.
Thank you, Jen.
Tim, anytime.
Jen and Tim Show Coffee Mug could be yours, Dave. Could be yours. All right, whenever you're ready, buddy, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, could you please leave the room?
I sure can. Good luck, Dave.
Dave's ready to roll.
Thank you.
Producer Steve, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Jen's leaving the studio. She's not out of here yet, but you know how the game works, Dave. You've played before. I'm going to ask you five questions, and you answer them to the best of your ability. Just make sure you do it before you hear the buzzer. You know this by now. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score. When you're done, we'll grab Jen from the hallway because she does not listen to or participate in this part of the game. She has no idea what's going on. We'll bring her in. She answers the same five questions and see if you can win that mug. All right, here we go. Question number one, Cavs. They are opening Rocket Arena for watch parties. This is exciting. It's during games one and two of the Eastern Conference Finals against those Knicks. Tickets are only $5 and proceeds benefit the Cleveland Cavaliers Community Foundation. Who do you want to win the series, Dave? Do you want the Cavs or do you want the Cavs?
How about the Cavs?
Good answer.
I'm not giving the Knicks as an option on this question.
Appreciate that.
Question number two. Dave wouldn't say Knicks anyway. Dave's all in. Nope. All right. Denny's is celebrating the June 5th, 2026 release of the new He-Man movie with the launch of their new Masters of the Universe themed menu. What popular breakfast meal is Denny's famous for? It's either the original Farmer's Choice or the Grand Slam.
I'd say the Grand Slam.
All right, let's go Grand Slam. Question number three. I need somebody that wants to go see that movie with me.
Every time we talk about it or question about it, you get excited.
I know. I've been texting my brother. I was like, I had those as a kid growing up. I loved He-Man. And did you see the popcorn bucket?
Yeah,
and the drink sword?
Cool.
And the whatever else they've got? Castle Grayskull?
You need to go and you need to get every popcorn
I would love
bucket.
To. I would love to have that. Probably $100 in with the popcorn, but
I think maybe $200.
Probably. That is a lot. You know what? I'll cut it back. Question number three. I take it back. Apple Martin is set to follow in her Academy Award winning mother's footsteps. She's the daughter of Coldplay's Chris Martin and also Gwyneth Paltrow. She is slated to make her first big screen acting appearance. The cast list is stacked for this currently untitled project. Which television series featured Gwyneth Paltrow as substitute teacher Holly Holiday?
Oh, Lord. Glee?
Let's go with that. Question number four. Bette Midler will lend her voice to a new animated film for Netflix. She's going to voice the fairy godmother in the upcoming feature Steps, a new and very different take on the Cinderella story. What is Bette Midler often nicknamed?
Oh, Lord.
I have no idea. That's two oh lords in the last two questions. You hear that, Stevie?
My bad.
Question number five. Now that Stranger Things is in the rearview mirror, the actor who played the role of Dustin Henderson is taking on another challenge. He's going to be making a London stage debut in the revival of the landmark musical Rent this fall. What is the name of the song that begins with the countdown 525,600 minutes? Is that good?
That was nailed it.
Till I get to you.
I would not remember the name of that song. That is a great song. All right, let's see if Jen knows these five questions. We're going to see how Dave did. This all happens in 3 minutes.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
Continue around to Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Dave is in North Ridgeville. Answered five questions just a few minutes ago. How did Dave do?
Dave got three.
Good job, Dave.
There you go, Dave. You got three.
Good luck, Jen.
Not bad at all.
Thank you, Dave.
Mug up for grabs.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
Thank you, Jen.
You don't have to do that every time.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
Nope.
Cavs, this is question one.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
They're coming to Rocket Arena. Well, they are opening Rocket Arena for watch parties during games one and two of the Eastern Conference Finals against those Knicks. Tickets are only $5 and proceeds benefit the Cleveland Cavaliers Community Foundation. Who do you want to win this series? Do you want the Cavs? Or do you want also the Cavs?
The Cavs!
There we go. Same with Dave.
Good choice.
Question number two.
No.
Denny's is celebrating the June 5th, 2026 release.
I didn't even put what the food was, so that I thought that would avoid the
works it in.
Right there on Mena Avenue. This is going to hit my mouth. Release.
We don't even know what it is.
That's fair. The new He-Man movie, they're celebrating with the launch of their new Masters of the Universe-themed menu.
Whatever it is,
I'm in.
Stevie has to strategically write the question so you won't make that sound, yet you still find a way to make the sound.
Well, it is Denny's. I mean, come on now. What popular breakfast meal is Denny's known for? It's either that original Farmer's Choice or the Grand Slam.
The Grand Slam.
Multiple varieties.
Moon's over Miami.
Oh, yeah.
Good times.
Got to look more into this meal. I saw it was available or going to be, but
just a couple of different options. One has like popping candy in it. Seemed very nice.
I mean, sounds like a lot.
I told Stevie
like a pancake.
When you were out of the studio, I need to find somebody that'll go to this movie with me.
My husband will. Don't text him.
Oh, good.
Never mind.
We can go at a normal hour.
Why would I say that?
They're spending $200 on popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We're getting the Castle Grayskull.
Stop.
It has popcorn. No. The towers hold pop. It also holds candy. That's available. They have a drinking sword.
The drinking sword looks cool, actually.
And it's massive. It looks like it's like 2.5 feet long or something.
The fact that you can drink out of a sword is pretty cool.
Yeah. Him and Nate are leaving with all of it.
Yeah, that's what makes me nervous.
That's it.
Yeah, hefty
kernels everywhere. And there's one other thing, but I can't remember. All right, enough about question two. We'll move to question three. As Apple Martin is set to follow in her Academy Award-winning mother's footsteps, the daughter of Coldplay's Chris Martin and, of course, Gwyneth Paltrow, is slated to make her first big screen acting appearance. The cast list is stacked for this currently untitled project. What television series featured Gwyneth Paltrow as substitute teacher Holly Holiday?
Glee.
It is Glee! As we move to question number four, Bette Midler will lend her voice to a new animated film for Netflix. She's going to voice the fairy godmother in the upcoming feature Steps, a new and very different take on the Cinderella story. What is Bette Midler often nicknamed?
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Rose.
Some say.
She is often nicknamed.
The Divine Miss M. Duh. All right. You ever heard of that, Dave?
Absolutely not.
Well, now you have it. Take away information. Well, great question, Stevie. Question number five. Where are we at going to this?
Jen, you got to get this one, or we're going to have a tiebreaker.
Stevie, have fun. Thank
yes!
you.
Have
fun.
I do.
Now the Stranger Things is in the rearview mirror. The actor who played the role of Dustin Henderson is taking on a new challenge. He will be making his London stage debut in a revival of the landmark musical Rent this fall. Jen, Chewy.
Yes.
What is the name of the song that begins with counting 525,600 minutes
in a year? That is Seasons of Love.
It is! Oh, my gosh. I said we were out of the room. I probably would not have remembered that time.
I didn't know if you'd get there in time. I knew you would sing it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Final totals.
Dave, 3. Jen, 4.
Oh.
That was a close one, Dave.
Yes, it was, and I had yet to trump Chewy.
Oh, do you hear it in his voice?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you hear it in Dave's voice?
I do.
All right, Dave, it's always good to hear from your brother. We appreciate you playing that round of trump Chewy on Star 102.